This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. We told you a little while ago, maybe a couple of months ago, if that, about a big statewide arts conference that Galesburg will be hosting coming up. And believe it or not, that same that said conference is almost here. So we want to get an update on the One State Together in the Arts Conference with Michelle Kim, the director of the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks so much for your time and for coming in today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Glad to have you. So for those who don't know and for those who might have missed our conversation a little while ago, talk about what this conference is a little bit and how Galesburg got to be selected.
Well, the One State Together in the Arts Conference is a conference for artists, arts educators, arts administrators throughout the state of Illinois, and they get together every other year. The conference has been held historically in larger cities. Peoria, Moline, Bloomington, Evanston was the last host city, and late last year, there was a request for proposals put out, and our chamber executive director, Jessica Linder, took on the challenge of putting in proposals, and we proposed a very unique conference situation that would really take conferences out of their comfort zone, and proposed a downtown campus-style conference, and we won the bid. Basically, they were very impressed with what we had to say and what we have to offer through Galesburg and our venues and our local businesses and organizations. So they will be coming here next month from October 21st through the 23rd.
And I think as we might have talked when this was first announced, and ironically, it just happened. I was at a conference a few weeks ago in Springfield, and we literally did not leave the dang hotel the entire weekend with maybe one small exception. So I like the idea of this, an arts conference kind of having this important tourism component to it.
It is really exciting. Again, really unique. Most people who have been to conferences go to a convention center, and you move from room to room, and there are banquet rooms, there are meeting rooms without windows. You could be in, you know, in the hotel or convention center for days and not know whether it's raining or snowing outside. This gets your feet on the ground, and Galesburg has a very thriving arts community, mm-hmm. and this is going to get these artists and, again, arts educators and arts administrators on the ground to see what we have to offer as far as visual arts, performing arts, and even culinary arts.
Let's talk about some of what the conference will entail, and I say that because part of this conference, some aspects of it will be open to the public. I want to talk about that in a minute, but first, kind of give me an idea of some of what attendees will see otherwise.
Sure. Sunday will be kind of a pre-conference day as far as it's a meeting for the local arts network group, and that will bring in probably about 24 to 30 people to have a couple of pre-conference sessions. Those will be held at the Discovery Depot Children's Museum. We'll bring in lunch, and then we'll conclude the day with a dinner reception, and which will be also open to anybody who arrives early for the conference. There will be a gallery talk that evening as well to keep them to give them some options to get out and start to see the community. And then on Monday, about 11 o'clock, that's when the conference really kicks off. Mm-hmm. And that will kick off with a comedy keynote, and it'll just keep going from there up through mid-afternoon on Tuesday. There will be things planned back-to-back between breakout sessions, keynotes, a Monday evening reception. We'll get BLIC involved as far as a distribution center tour and a trip out to the retail center. So everybody who attends is going to be really, really well engaged throughout the conference.
You'll be looking at, I guess, both the sort of nuts and bolts, if you will, of art and the end result, if you will, throughout
absolutely.
Those few days.
Absolutely. BLIC has also generously offered to bring in some of their trade show materials to outfit the Knox College Fieldhouse, which is where some of the programs will be held. Okay. So we've tried to engage as many local businesses and organizations as possible.
That's fantastic. We're talking with Michelle Kim, the tourism director here in Galesburg, about the One State Together in the Arts Conference coming up about a month from now. In terms of events open to the public, the comedy keynote you kind of touched on there a little bit is one of those events that will be open to the public.
Yes, Brian Babylon, and some of you may know him from NPR, a show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Of course, if you're listening to this station, you might not listen to NPR, but I'll give you a pass otherwise on that. But yeah, he's with Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is an obnoxiously popular show on that network, if you listen.
So that will actually be open to the public, and great. Tickets will be available for just that portion of the conference. So if you just want to attend his piece of the conference, again, his comedy keynote, those tickets will be available for $15, and that session will run from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Monday the 22nd.
That's great. And you can just can you get those tickets through the Orpheum, or is there another way to get those?
Yeah, those tickets can be available through the Orpheum.
Okay, great. And what else is open to the public, if anything?
There are a number of different things. I mentioned an art gallery talk, which will be at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center Sunday. And I don't believe the exact time has been set for that yet, but we were looking at about 5:30 p.m. And that's just kind of a come and go, talk with the artists and see their work. Monday evening, there will be some what they're calling expression events, something going on at Prairie Players Civic Theater. There will be something at Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar, which I believe is a brass band from what I hear. So that should be exciting.
I don't know how you got a band to perform at Cherry Street Restaurant and Bar during this, Michelle.
Well, we needed a venue and it happened to be available.
I don't know how you knew that it was available. What are the odds of that?
So, like I said, we are trying to engage as many local businesses as possible. One thing that I will mention, the Monday night reception for the conference, it is not open to the public, mm-hmm. but it is being held at Discovery Depot, and Phil Dickinson from the Landmark Cafe is working with me very closely, and we are bringing in a number of different restaurants to do the catering instead of just one place doing the whole catering.
That's fantastic.
We're bringing in a number of places to do one or two items and to, again, really show off the culinary arts side of things that we have here in Galesburg. And he has some fantastic ideas on how to really showcase the art side of things. So I'm really excited to see how that comes out in the end.
You know, and that kind of leads to, I think, something I might have asked you the last time we talked about this, but how important was it to have that, you know, sort of the buy-in of the, well, obviously, the Civic Arts Center. I think that had to, frankly, be a given. But to get the Landmark and Phil and his expertise with food and Discovery Depot and things like that, to get them to participate in the way that they are here.
Well, part of the proposal process was that we submitted a few letters of recommendation. And I think there were only two or three letters of recommendation that were, or letters of support that were required as our application process packet, excuse me. And we ended up having, I want to say we were close to 15 letters of support. And that was anywhere from the Galesburg Community Foundation to Knox College to Discovery Depot. Phil wrote on behalf of the Landmark and the Galesburg Lodging and Restaurant Association, and it's been terrific. So all of the key players, like you said, Civic Arts Center, Blick, and so on and so forth, but then we also had the Community Chorus, Sugar High Theatricals, and some of the, you know, not as prominent players, but just as important.
You know, forgive my slight bit of sarcasm here, but that's not bad for an area that where people constantly claim there's nothing to do.
No, actually, through this whole process, we've had multiple visits now from Chicago folks that are on their end, the coordinators of this conference, and everyone that has come here has been incredibly impressed with what we have to offer, both as far as the art scene, but then also just what we have to offer as a community itself. Mm-hmm. They've been impressed with every meal they've had. They've been impressed with every shop they've stopped into.
And that's been from when we talked. That's been from day one.
Yes. Yes. And I'll just say some of these visits were very last minute. There's not been a lot put into it as far as staging anything. It's just been a matter of bringing them to town and showing them who we are and what we have to offer.
That's fantastic. All right. Anything else? We're pretty much out of time, but anything else we should the public might want to know about this conference coming up?
I would just say to keep an eye open for some additional news releases and things in the next month. We'll be sharing menus as far as the public events and anything that they can participate in. And come the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, it's going to be very exciting. We hope to get about 250 people here to town, so expect to see the downtown bustling. And let's welcome these folks and show them how great Galesburg is.
That's fantastic, and we'll have to have you back for sure closer to the event once you know for sure a lot of these public portions of this conference will go.
So. Terrific.
All right, again, the One State Together in the Arts Conference is October, for the most part, October 22nd and 23rd. There is a little bit going on the 21st as well here in Galesburg. Michelle Kim, the Tourism Director, thanks so much for coming in. And again, congratulations and best of luck continued on what's, I think, going to be a phenomenal event for the city.
We're very excited. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues with sports, business news, and more coming up as we continue here on WGIL.